Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 3rd. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 2.25 cents at 677.5. March wheat down 4.25 cents at 756.75. And March beans down 2.25 cents, 1532. Kind of a strange day out here. The silver has now broken $2 an ounce off of yesterday's high. Gold's broken $100 off of yesterday's highs. The Dow Jones is currently down 160. Crude oil down 252. This is the lowest level in crude oil in really quite some time, down to 73.36. So, you know, I just don't see anything particularly positive out here. The beans tried to rally early with the wheat. The wheat was up, you know, about 25 cents off the early lows. Couldn't do anything with it. The corn rallied about 8 cents off the early lows. Couldn't do anything with it. I just don't see where the support's going to come from. Every day that goes by, and we're getting more and more grain out of Brazil. We expect that the Brazilian crop, particularly in the beans, is going to be huge. They're going to get it, you know, taken care of. They're going to get an awful lot of crop. And we'll see what Wednesday's report says. But I would think we're going to see some very, very strong yields in the Brazilian crops out here. So, you know, the weather is kind of mixed. Some people think Argentina is going to be hot and dry. On my system, they took out the 100-degree temperatures for a week from tomorrow and put it in at 90 degrees. So I don't see that there's any major problems there. I think their crops are in much better shape, getting bigger. Not enormously bigger, but certainly have changed the tide out here. The Brazilian bean crop and corn crop look huge. So overall, I think as time goes on and the Brazilians get their crops in, we're going to see lower prices out here. The Russians continue to sell a lot of wheat. We don't see much demand for U.S. wheat out here. So in the meantime, you know, the wheat market, you know, can probably work a little bit lower, but I think corn will be lower than the wheat. I still think wheat will gain on corn out here. Certainly the unemployment number being down 3.4% was a big surprise to the market. The Dow's down 151. The bonds are down almost 2 points. Silver's down 116 an ounce. Gold's down 52 an ounce. Crude oil is down 259 on the lows. So I just don't see anything particularly positive out here. But we'll see what happens. You know, every time we look like we're closing terrible for one reason or another, the market seems to want to rally back. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.